Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Indian Ocean, a critical component of global trade and commerce, is now witnessing a significant development in the realm of naval diplomacy, with the second edition of the Indian Ocean Ship, or IOS Sagar, commencing on 16 March 2026. This unique initiative, led by the Indian Navy, brings together personnel from 16 nations of the Indian Ocean Naval Symposium, or IONS, for a joint maritime training program. The program begins at Kochi and transitions to a sea deployment on an Indian naval ship. What makes this significant is that India assumed the IONS chair in February 2026, demonstrating its growing influence in the Indian Ocean region. IOS Sagar stands for Indian Ocean Ship, Security and Growth for All in the Region. It is a unique Indian Navy-led initiative that enables naval personnel from friendly foreign countries to train and operate together aboard an Indian naval ship. Unlike bilateral naval exercises, which involve ships from two countries operating together, IOS Sagar is a multilateral capacity-building initiative where foreign naval officers and sailors are actually embedded within the crew of an Indian warship, training, sailing, and conducting real operations alongside Indian sailors. The program structure consists of two phases, a shore-based phase at Kochi, which lasts for 2 to 3 weeks, and a sea deployment phase. During the shore-based phase, foreign personnel undergo intensive professional training at Indian naval establishments in Kochi, covering seamanship, navigation, maritime law, anti-piracy protocols, damage control, and naval doctrine. The sea deployment phase involves foreign personnel embarking on an Indian naval ship for active maritime patrol, exercising real-world tasks such as communication, watchkeeping, damage control, gunnery, and anti-submarine warfare. The second edition of IOS Sagar has 16 IONS nations participating, drawn from South Asia, Southeast Asia, East Africa, the Gulf, and Australia regions. But why does this matter? The Indian Ocean is a critical component of global trade, with 80% of the world's oil trade passing through it, and 50% of all containerized cargo using Indian Ocean shipping lanes. The region is also home to critical choke points such as the Strait of Hormuz, the Strait of Malacca, Bab el-Mandeb, and the Mozambique Channel. Now, let us turn to the Sagar Doctrine, which is India's maritime vision. Sagar, which stands for Security and Growth for All in the Region, was articulated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to Mauritius on 12 March 2015. The doctrine establishes India's strategic framework for the Indian Ocean region. The five pillars of Sagar are security, which involves safeguarding the maritime domain from piracy, terrorism, and natural disasters; growth, which involves the sustainable and inclusive development of Indian Ocean island and littoral states; rule-based order, which involves respecting maritime law, freedom of navigation, and sovereignty; blue economy, which involves developing ocean resources such as fisheries, seabed minerals, and offshore energy sustainably; and digital and infrastructure. Connectivity, which involves developing cable networks, port infrastructure, and satellite links across the Indian Ocean region. In 2025, India upgraded the Sagar vision to Mahasagar, which stands for mutual and holistic advancement for security across the regions. Mahasagar extends the framework from the Indian Ocean to broader maritime engagement across oceans, reflecting India's growing global maritime ambitions as its navy expands. Now, let us look at IONS, which is India's primary multilateral naval platform in the Indian Ocean region. IONS was founded in 2008 and was proposed by the Indian Navy. The chair of IONS rotates among member navies with a 2-year tenure. India assumed the chair of IONS in February 2026. IONS has a membership of over 25 navies from the Indian Ocean littoral states, including South Asia, Southeast Asia, the Persian Gulf, the Red Sea, East Africa, South Africa, and Australia. The purpose of IONS is to facilitate information sharing, maritime security coordination, disaster response, combating piracy and trafficking, and capacity building. IONS also has working groups on maritime security, humanitarian assistance and disaster response, and information exchange. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? India's growing naval footprint is a significant development, with the Indian Navy undergoing a significant capability expansion. The Indian Navy has commissioned several key platforms, including the INS Vikramaditya, the INS Vikrant, the INS Arihant, the INS Arighat, and the INS Aridhman. The Indian Ocean is also home to China's String of Pearls, which is a series of strategic infrastructure projects such as ports and bases in Gwadar, Hambantota, Kyokpyu, and Djibouti. But why does this matter? China's String of Pearls encircles India, posing a significant challenge to India's maritime security. India's counter-strategy involves capacity building through initiatives such as IOS Sagar and IONS, as well as port access agreements with countries such as France, the US, Japan, and Australia. Now, let us turn to the UPSC relevance of this topic. For prelims, remember the Sagar Doctrine, which was articulated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. Also, note the Mahasagar Framework, which was announced in 2025. The IOS Sagar initiative is also a key fact, with the second edition commencing in March 2026. IONS, which was founded in 2008, is another key fact, with India assuming the chair in February 2026. For mains, this topic is relevant to GS2 and GS3, which involve India's maritime strategy, Sagar, Mahasagar, and IONS. Sea power and India's aspirations as a leading power in the Indo-Pacific are also key aspects of this topic. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The full form of IOS Sagar is Indian Ocean Ship, Security and Growth for All in the Region. The first edition of IOS Sagar was held in 2025 and the second edition commenced on 16th March 2026. The structure of IOS Sagar involves a shore-based phase at Kochi, followed by a sea deployment on an Indian naval ship. India assumed the IONS chair in February 2026. The Sagar Doctrine was articulated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Mauritius on 12 March 2015 and has five pillars: security, growth, rule-based order, blue economy, and connectivity. Mahasagar, which was announced in 2025, extends the Sagar framework to broader maritime engagement across oceans. The Indian Ocean Naval Symposium, or IONS, was founded in 2008 and has a membership of over 25 navies from the Indian Ocean littoral states. IONS has working groups on maritime security, humanitarian assistance and disaster response, and information exchange. The Indian Navy has several key platforms, including the INS Vikramaditya, the INS Vikrant, the INS Arihant, the INS Arighat, and the INS Aridhman. The Indian Ocean is home to critical choke points such as the Strait of Hormuz, the Strait of Malacca, Bab el-Mandeb, and the Mozambique Channel. China's String of Pearls is a series of strategic infrastructure projects in the Indian Ocean region. The United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS, is a key framework for maritime law, with a territorial sea of 12 nautical miles, a contiguous zone of 24 nautical miles, an exclusive economic zone of 200 nautical miles, and an extended continental shelf of up to 350 nautical miles. The Indian Ocean Rim Association, or IORA, is a regional organization that promotes economic cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. The blue economy involves economic activities in oceans, and India has a blue economy policy to promote sustainable development of ocean resources. In conclusion, the Indian Ocean is a critical component of global trade and commerce, and India's growing naval footprint is a significant development in the region. The IOS Sagar Initiative, the Sagar Doctrine, and the IONS platform are all key aspects of India's maritime strategy and are relevant to UPSC preparation.